This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and I'm clearing the phone lines now so we can get you in to play the Harris Challenge. If you're a first-time caller today, Dan, first-time callers only.
Yes.
Since we are into the month of October now, I thought we would try this. Only people who have never played the Harris Challenge on the radio before. We have people who listened and played along in their car, but if you're calling now and you've ever called and gotten on the air to play, then you're ineligible.
Oh, okay.
Only first-time callers can play the Harris Challenge today at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, on your cell phone, star KTRS. Let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. As a rookie, you may not know it, but this is the only place in broadcasting where the consumers get to exploit the public airwaves for their own personal gain. And in this case, they is you.
Well, I guess I'll say I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Anyway.
No, you can't ask
you
for
asked for it.
Don't
yeah.
ask for it.
Come on.
Either.
Only
no.
accidental, sorry.
Doesn't work that way.
Whoops. Well, since I'm a newbie, are you going to make it easy on us?
No.
Okay.
Let me turn on the semi-random.
That's all I got to say.
Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we'll get the questions and categories for this week. Led, of course, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? There'll be a total of three for you to choose from here. That's the first one. The second one is Ben Affleck movies. He's got this terrific new movie, Gone Girl, that opens today. And our third category is Ringo's in town, because Ringo Starr and his all-star band will be at the Fox tonight at 8 o'clock. Which of those would you like?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We put 60 seconds on the clock. I'm going to ask you five questions, a one-pointer, two-pointer, three-pointer, four-pointer, and five-pointer. If you get all those right, well, that's 15 points, but you don't need to get them all to win. You need to get at least half, 7.5, which we then round up to 8 points. If you get 8 points or more, you get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize package!
All right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant or one in Cottleville. They have cream horns. I went up there last weekend and got some cream horns. Oh, my God. They are incredible.
Do they still have the maple bacon donuts there?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Go in there next time you're in. If you don't want to get the cream horn or the maple bacon donut, just go in and say, I want to hear about that donut that Paul Harris describes as the size of my head.
Yes, there is one in there. We bought it. We got that one, too.
We should just call that one the sugar shock.
Yeah.
Hi, I'd like to get diabetes right now. Do you have that one? Yes, we do. The donut the size of your head. We have it ready for you.
It's there. We do have from Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
We have free movie passes. You might want to go see A Walk Among the Tombstones. We have The Equalizer, or we have Gone Girl.
Ooh.
And we have a free bowling party. You can choose.
Wait a second. What happened to the sound effect?
What's that?
Where's the bowling party sound effect?
Oh.
Remember last week?
We
had the donuts thing.
A free bowling party.
There you go.
At Crest Bowl or Kingpin Lanes. Crest Bowl's in Florissant. Kingpin is in Bridgeton.
This show runs like a Swiss tune quartz
watch.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to six people per lane.
And I'll point this out again. If you bring six people in there, they're not going to give you nine shoes.
No.
You're going to get 12 shoes, two per person. That's the kind of place we're talking about here.
Yeah, man, you did that math pretty quick.
Thank you.
One large, one-topping pizza from Brick House Pizza Company as well.
All right, so you get your choice of those, Todd. Or if you do get all 15 points, it's a prize package. Well, you get all the prizes, a package valued at well over
$1 million.
All right, your categories. Have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Todd, let's play the Harris Challenge. Where have tens of thousands of people participated in pro-democracy rallies this week?
Hong Kong.
Correct. In what city was the first patient diagnosed with Ebola on U.S. soil?
Dallas.
Correct. Nearly 35,000 of these have gathered on the Alaska shoreline. What are they? Environmentalists, walruses, or plastic bottles?
Plastic bottles.
Walruses.
Oh.
What has the city of Chongqing, China, designated a new lane on the sidewalk for? People talking on cell phones, people walking their cats, or people delivering food?
Cell phone talking.
Correct. Which state passed a new law this week regarding sexual consent, especially for people on college campuses?
Is it state or city?
State.
California.
That is right, California. By the way, those walruses, 35,000 of them on the Alaska shoreline, because with climate change, they can no longer find enough sea ice to rest on. That's sad.
That makes sense.
All right, Todd, you got yourself the 1, the 2, the 4, the 5. That is 12 points, and for a rookie, not bad. You're a winner.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I get to contestant number 2. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Welcome to the Harris Challenge. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Let's go Blues.
Okay. Not till next week, right?
This is true, but I'm just chomping at the bit.
All right. Here are your category choices: Ben Affleck movies, Ringo's in Town, or our new third category, This Week in History.
I guess Ben Affleck movies.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Dan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of his movies won an Oscar for Best Motion Picture of the Year?
Pass.
He'll play Batman in Batman vs. Superman, but in Hollywoodland, Ben played the guy who played Superman on TV. What was that guy's name?
Pass.
What was the name of the 2003 bomb that Affleck made with his then-girlfriend, Jennifer Lopez?
Glitter?
Geely.
Geely, that's
in what 1997 movie did Ben play the best friend of Matt Damon's character?
Good Will Hunting?
Correct. What was the name of the 2010 movie about bank robbers in Boston that Ben co-wrote, directed, and starred in?
Argo?
No, it was The Town. Which of his movies won an Oscar for Best Motion Picture of the Year?
Argo.
There you go. All right, who played Superman on TV that Ben played in Hollywoodland?
Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve played him in the movie. The guy on TV was George Reeves. And by the way, Glitter was also a terrible movie, but it was a terrible movie not with J-Lo, but with Mariah Carey. Let's see what you did here. You got Argo for 1 and Good Will Hunting for 4. That's only 5 points, Dan. And I'm sorry to do this to a first-timer, but I am going to have to punish you. There's been a lot of publicity in the last 10 days about a new bio of one of America's great comedians, Bill Cosby. It's written by Mark Whitaker. It just came out about a week and a half ago, and I thought, well, in honor of Mr. Cosby, let's go way deep into the punishment music files for Bill trying to rock.
It was 20 years ago today, a Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play, and they've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
All right, I think that's enough punishment, don't you, Dan?
That just proves you can't have too much pudding pop.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Here's our next contestant. Hello, Olivia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just getting ready to hopefully watch a Cardinals win.
Yeah, me too. Which category would you like? Ringo's in Town, This Week in History, or Names in the News?
This Week in History.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Olivia. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Okay. The most popular resort in the world opened this week in 1971. What is that theme park called?
Disney World?
Correct. Which TV series created by and introduced by Rod Serling debuted 55 years ago this week?
Pass.
Who became the first African-American justice at the U.S. Supreme Court 47 years ago this week?
Pass.
Who is the artist responsible for the comic strip Peanuts, which debuted 64 years ago this week?
Rachel.
Correct. Which country unveiled the world's first bullet train 50 years ago this week?
France.
Japan. Back to the two-pointer. Which TV series created by and introduced by Rod Serling debuted 55 years ago this week?
Yes.
Okay, the first African-American justice of the Supreme Court.
Thurgood Marshall?
Is correct. They're running out of time here. The Rod Serling TV show, I can hear people in their cars yelling at their radio right now. the Twilight Zone.
She entered the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. If you will. By the way, Japan, when they had the first bullet train 50 years ago, and shame on us for not having a bullet train 50 years later in the United States, the first one they had did 130 miles an hour. Now their fastest one averages 284 miles an hour.
Good grief.
Wow.
Imagine going from here to Memphis in like 75 minutes.
Yeah.
Be amazing.
But we can ship coal around and it goes at like 10 miles an hour on our train.
That's our freight trains do have a top speed of about that. Let's see how you did here, Olivia. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four, and that is what we call squeaking by with 8 points. Nicely done.
All right.
All right. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will go to contestant number four. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Fine. Thanks for asking. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, nothing to plug. Just say, let's go cards.
All right. Two categories left. Ringo's in town or names in the news?
Let's go with Ringo's in town.
All right. He and his all-star band will be at the Fox tonight at 8, including Todd Rundgren, Greg Raleigh from Santana and Journey, Warren Ham, Greg Bissonette, Steve Lukather from Toto, Richard Page from Mr. Mister. I think there are still a few tickets available for this. Your category is all about Mr. Ringo Starr. 60 seconds on the clock, Larry. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did Ringo replace as the Beatles drummer?
Pete Best.
Correct. Which of these Ringo songs was not number one in the U.S.? It Don't Come Easy, You're 16, or Photograph?
You're 16?
It Don't Come Easy. True or false, Ringo was the first of the Beatles to become a grandfather.
That's false.
No, it's true. Who appeared in the movie The Magic Christian with Ringo? Peter Ustinov, Peter Cook, or Peter Sellers?
Peter Ustinov.
Sellers. What is the name of the Cirque du Soleil show with Beatles songs as the soundtrack?
I'll just take a guess and say Sergeant Pepper's.
Fill in the blank now here, Larry. All you need is...
love.
Yeah, that's it. By the way, it was Ringo's son, Zach, had a daughter named Tatia Jane Starkey in 1985, making him the first Beatle grandfather.
Huh. I did not know that.
Let's see how you did here. I think all you got was Pete Best for 1 point, and that means I have to punish you. We've already had Bill Cosby punishing us with a Beatles song, so let's flip to another British invasion band, also by Mr. Cosby.
I can't get no satisfaction.
I have tried. Oh, that's harsh.
I can't get no.
That's awful, Paul.
Yes, it is, Larry. That's why it qualifies as punishment music.
That's terrible.
I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
My name is PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, let's go, Cardinal.
All right. Names in the news is the only category left, Chris. It's all yours. 60 seconds on the clock. I'm sorry?
He said I'll take it.
Okay, good choice. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. agency did Julia Pearson resign as director of after incidents like the time an armed felon was allowed in an elevator with President Obama?
The Secret Service.
Correct. When the accomplished British attorney Amal Alamuddin became a bride last weekend, who was the groom?
George Clooney.
Correct. Mila Kunis had a baby girl this week. Which of her former That 70s Show co-stars is the father?
Ashton Kutcher.
Correct. Which Olympic champion was arrested for DUI in Maryland this week with a blood alcohol content of 0.14?
Michael Phelps.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. Which TV talk show host is the most dangerous to Google? Because there's a 1 in 5 chance you'll end up on a page with a computer virus.
Oprah.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
And don't Google that to look it up.
Really?
Yes, I don't know why.
That's fascinating.
Chris, you got everything but the five-pointer for a total of 10 points, and you are a winner as well, my friend. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Paul.
There you go. Five first-timers, 60% success rate. Not bad. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge, which is brought to you by the Well Hungarians. They're working tonight at the Mile 277 Tap and Grill in Sunset Hills. Great food there. They're doing a private event tomorrow. But on Sunday, you can go see him at the Brett's Winery in Carlisle, Illinois. Wonderful food, great wines, and it's an all-ages family show. For more information, download the Well Hungarians app or go to the website wellhungarians.net. Next week, I will be off, so the Harris Challenge will return 2 weeks from today on most of these KTRS stations.